Stanley Cup champion, which we're doing right now. The head coach of now the New York Islanders, Barry Trotz. I'm going to assume that being introduced as a Stanley Cup champion never gets old. Right, Barry?
It doesn't. It's actually a nice intro. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So how close did your summer resemble that of, I don't know, your former star Alex Ovechkin?
I would probably say I'm not in his league. but he's, I think that's probably a little bit overblown. We only see the good stuff. But it was a short summer for sure. And a lot of activity, everything that goes with playing real deep into the spring, and then some family things that happen. My daughter got married, and you have a cup date, and you change jobs, and all that. It got compressed pretty well.
Wow. Congrats all around.
So you had the extra money then to pay for the wedding. That's pretty cool.
that doesn't hurt.
So let's go back to just after the Cup is won. And this is a great moment in Washington sports history and a great moment for the Washington Capitals franchise that had been through so much frustration over the years. And then it doesn't work out with you and the team. How disappointing was that for you?
Well, I don't want to say it didn't work out. It was just what was from my standpoint, it was something that I was pretty firm on. Everything's fine. It just it didn't bother anyone, but I knew that that probably was where I was headed in terms of at the end of the year. So it was fine.
And with your accomplishments and your resume, you had no problem finding work, and you ended up choosing the New York Islanders, and you signed with them 9 days before July 1st. When you signed with New York, what percentage did you think you were joining a team with John Tavares?
I don't know. I don't know if I can put a percentage. It didn't matter one way or the other with John. I knew that he was going to make a decision. If he was there and the decision was that he was coming back to the island, then I'd be obviously I'd be happy with that. And if he didn't, I was fine the other way, or I wouldn't have took the job.
So you're in a new place. There's probably not a lot of Kuznetsovs around there or Ovechkins around there. A new place, a new team, a new home, a new practice rink, a new building, and another building. What has it felt like so far?
Well, it's actually been quite good in a sense that everything that is here is first class. Everything that is being built is first class. The direction of the team is being put together is first class. So it's actually invigorating. You get a chance to be a part of maybe changing some culture, which we need to do, and be a part of something. There's some good young kids here. There's a young man named Barzal, who I think people will know very shortly if they don't know already. There's some on Anders Lee. There's some really good people. We've got some good prospects, and I think from our standpoint, we've really got a good team. We've got some work to do. There's no question. I don't think people are counting too highly on us. But this group, this management group, the players, the coaching staff, we know what we're capable of, I think. We just got to go out and do it.
Matthew Barzal, who's coming off such a great year and also in the mix there when it comes to the top 50 players that was voted on by TSN analysts. We're joined by Stanley Cup champion Barry Trotz, now the head coach of the New York Islanders. You've gone on the record to say that Lou Lamoriello was a big reason why you chose the Islanders. I've also noticed that you no longer have a goatee or a beard. Are the two a coincidence, or is there some sort of correlation there?
No, there's absolutely 100% a correlation out of respect of what Lou would like to see the organization be about. I think that's, the you want facial hair off, let's get it off. It's only hair, I think it sets a standard within our room. And if you're going to set a standard, the coaching staff and the players have to have the same standard. So I'm fine with that.
So, Barry, you've been through two really completely different kind of situations to start. You're in Nashville when they begin as a pure expansion team, and then in Washington with a contending team right from the beginning. Where you're starting now compared to those two situations?
Well, I think where we're starting now is probably maybe somewhere in between both of them. I think, well, obviously, when I got to in Nashville, that was pure expansion. That was the hard road. That was the day-to-day try to survive type of mode. And I think we built, obviously, Nashville. I was there for 17 years. That's become a home for me. I got lots of friends, but it took a long time for that franchise to take hold, and now you see it has and what kind of franchise it is. Great people there, and they've got a really good team. When I went to Washington, there were some good pieces. When you talk about Backstrom and Ovechkin, there Mike Green was there at the time. Braden Holtby wasn't the Braden Holtby you know now. Kuznetsov wasn't the Kuznetsov that you know now. Burkowski wasn't the same player. We were a big team when I got there with a couple of superstars. Our second line that year, people tend to forget my first year in Washington. Our second line was Joel Ward, Eric Fair, and Brooks Light. Now that was our second line, and then we had Kuznetsov, who I think came in the year before, wasn't playing regular, and Burkowski was a rookie. So we had lots of holes that people tend to forget. Troy Brower was probably the mainstay on the third line, slash second line, if you will. He moved up and down a little bit, but that was we had some pieces that we had to fill. Obviously, a big summer for Mac that summer. Really filled a couple of glaring holes on defense with Brooks Orpik and Niskanen, and that gave us a fighting chance. I think what Mitch Korn did with Braden Holtby, getting him his game organized the way you saw, what it brought the best out of Braden Holtby. People tend to forget we were 10-11 after our first 21 games. Then we went through a stretch of 17-2-1. So I think the pieces here are probably. In some areas, a little bit better, and in other areas, maybe not quite there yet. But there's some good young people, just as in Washington, Burkowski and Kuznetsov and people like that were coming through the door. We've got some guys that are going to be coming through the door very shortly here. Guys like Noah Dobson, Wallstrom, Kiefer Bellows had an excellent camp. You got people like Josh Hosang. So they're just right around the corner. They're going to come in here. And we've got some really good pieces. And obviously, I said like Anders Lee and Brock Nelson, Everly, Matthew Barzell, Beauvillier, and Bailey. I mean, those six guys are pretty decent players in the National Hockey League. And we filled in with character players and people who have won. There's a couple of cup rings up there. And there's a lot of character. So I think we're going to be a team that's going to be hard to play against. We're going to win our share of games. And if we get the goaltending that we think we can, then we'll be in it for a while.
So is playoffs a logical goal?
Well, that's got to be a goal right from the get-go. Our goal right now is to get better every day so that we can put ourselves in that position. If you don't get to the playoffs, you have no chance of ever winning a Stanley Cup.
Joined by Barry Trotz of the New York Islanders, you brought up goaltending. Obviously, you need that sort of combination, whether it's a 1 or a 1A and a 1B to get yourselves into the playoffs. And, you know, you make a big move as an organization to acquire Robin Lehner on multiple fronts. But this offseason, he showed a lot of courage, being very open with his struggle with mental illness and suffering from bipolar. As someone who has had a long coaching career, how would you describe the evolution of your role as a coach when you have players who are dealing with things off the ice and you're still trying to get the most out of them on the ice?
Well, I think everybody thinks that the athletes that play in the National Hockey League or any pro sport, they're machines. They're not. They're human beings. They have the same difficulties that me and you have, anybody in society. And I think what Robin has done, as I had players in the past who've gone through the substance abuse program, who've come out openly and share their stories, that's a sign of strength. That's the first thing that you can heal, is the fact that you recognize that you need help. And Robin, I'm very proud of him for stepping out. I'm very proud of him for dealing with a very tough disease, if you will. And we're going to give him total support, because the player, if he feels good about himself, he has a chance to really be a good player. And that's just as anybody in the business world. If you have an employee who's dealing with stuff and keeping it to himself, you're not getting the best out of that employee. So we're going to do everything we can with to help Robin, not because he's an NHL player, but because he's a person in our organization. And that's number one, and that will stay that way till I'm done in this job, for sure.
Barry Trotz of the New York Islanders is joining us here on Overdrive.
Barry, a lot of us have been through struggles emotionally or with some form of mental illness. I have had my share of things myself. But bipolar, that's another level. That's a bigger challenge. Have you had to learn about what these things are, and have you had to read about this to understand the challenges involved?
Well, I'll be quite honest. I haven't had the time to read on it. I have asked questions on it. I cannot understand it at this moment fully the way I need to. That is a goal within the organization that obviously I've had good contact with the substance abuse program, so I know the people there. So they'll be very helpful in that area. Robin's been very open. All those things are key to anything. Mitch Korn and our goaltending department, Mitch Korn and Piro, both are very, probably more versed in it than I am. And therefore, they are continuing to learn about it and supporting Robin in all those areas. So the goaltending department's probably up on that a little bit more than the head coach right now. And that's something the head coach has got to catch up to, as we've had to deal with a lot of things this summer and through training camp.
Well, I think you said it perfectly, that he showed a lot of strength by coming out and being so public with that. And, you know, as a team, you want to go into the regular season on, you know, looking strong. And you're actually going to wrap up the preseason in Oshawa against the Sabres on Friday at the Tribute Community Center. It must be pretty cool to go back to a junior rink and play, you know, an NHL game. I know it's preseason, but still it kind of gives you the flashbacks of all those days playing junior and coaching junior.
Yeah, it does. You know, we've got a number of players from the OHL. It's a fantastic league, and that area's produced a huge amount of players. Obviously, guys like Sezikis and Bailey and Matt Martin and Adam Pelletch, all from the OHL. And we got an Oshawa General and Cal Cut the Clutterbuck who will be in the lineup. So all that being said, it will be fun. It will be our last preseason game as an organization, so that one, though, you know, that'll be a special one where you sort of, you know, close up the preseason. I always love going back to, let's say, the smaller communities versus, you know, the NHL rink. Sometimes I think there is an innocence to that, and the people appreciate it. So we're gonna bring a real good team. We're gonna bring probably our complete team to Oshawa, and hopefully we'll have a real good match against the Sabres, who are much improved Sabres with all the things they did this summer and getting the first overall pick.
Which is a great trade for such a great hockey market in Oshawa. Barry, I know you're focused on this year, but once again, congratulations on winning the Stanley Cup last season, and best of luck with your new team, the New York Islanders.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff. Barry Trotz, the head coach of the New York Islanders.